请我们翻到哥林多前书。
Turn to 1 Corinthians.
第十二章。
Chapter 12.
第二十五节
，Verse 25。
我们只取其中一句话，就是免得身上分门别类。
Just one phrase, so that there may be no divisions in the body.
我再读一遍，免得身上分门别类。
So that there may be no divisions in the body.
我们这次晚上，昨天晚上跟今天，我们小小的聚会有一个主题。就是免得分门别类。
Last night and today, we would like to look at this topic so that there may be no divisions.
我们低头在这里简单的祷告。
Let us have another word of prayer.
主啊，我们感谢你又召集我们在这里，我们一同来读你自己的话。
Lord, we thank you for gathering us so that we can read your word.
我们也温习你在历史上做了多少的工作。
So we also review, Lord, what you have done in history. Lord, we want to learn less spiritual lessons from history. So, Lord, in this short time, we have a true receiving from you.
虽然这只是三次这样小小的聚会，但能够影响我们一生。
Lord, that these three short times, Lord, may impact our whole lives.
也许也能影响你在这里的聚会和见证。
And may also impact the meeting and the testimony here.
听我们在里面的祷告。
Hear our prayer before you.
把荣耀感谢都归给你。
Glory and honor to you.
靠主耶稣基督可爱的名。
In Jesus' dear name.
Amen.我想到现在弟兄姊妹都知道说我们这个周末聚集的目的就是一同要来看从历史里面来看基督是分开的吗
So brothers and sisters should know that this time we are here to look at whether Christ is divided
基督乃是教会的头
Christ is the head of the church
整个身体的丰富是元首的丰富
The riches of the body is the riches of the head
基督不能分开因为神储蓄在元首在头里面的丰富是不可以分开。
Christ cannot be divided because the fullness in the Godhead cannot be divided.
一分开我们就贫穷了。
Divided, it will become poor.
圣灵的目的就是要把在元首里面所有的丰富源源不断地赏给他的身体。
The Holy Spirit's work is to impart the fullness of the Godhead to the body.
基督不能分开。
Christ cannot be divided.
而且身体也不能分门别类。
And the body cannot be divided.
什么叫分门别类?
What does it mean for there to be division?
在身体以外的谈不到什么分门别类。
Outside the body can't really talk about division.
圣灵这里所注意的是在身体上分门别类。
The Holy Spirit pays special attention to the division in the body.
一个人喝醉酒得罪他的身体。
When someone becomes drunk, sins against his body.
喝酒所犯的罪是得罪他身体的罪。
So the drinking sin is against his own body.
基督徒会犯个人的罪。
Christians will commit individual sins.
基督徒也会犯团体的罪。
Christians also commit corporate sins.
什么时候我们得罪身体？
Whenever we sin against the body.
什么时候我们在身体上分门别类？
When we are divided in the body.
你看见不止元首的腹部慢慢的失散了。
Slowly the life of the head is sifted out.
这个身体慢慢就开始枯萎了。
Slowly this body becomes dry.
慢慢在我们身上就显出一些死亡的光景。
And slowly you'll see death in the body.
这岂不是今天教会的情形
Isn't this the condition of the church today?
所以现在我们要问
So now we want to ask
这是怎么回事
How did this happen?
我们一生下来我们一蒙恩得救我们叫神的家是生到神的家里不错
So we were born into the family of God
但这个家已经四分五裂
But this family was already divided
我们一生下来不错这是可爱的家
So this is a lovely home
但是我们也知道说这个家已经分散了
But we also know that this home is divided
那我们要问说这个家是怎么分散
Now how was this house divided?
多少年来经过多少年的历史结果变成今天的光景
So for many years of history now it developed into the condition
所以我们要问说到底是怎么来的
So we want to ask how did this happen
我们怎么变成这么多宗派
How did we become so many denominations
怎么到今天全世界有三万 8,000个宗派?
How come until today there's 38,000 different denominations?
这怎么可能呢?
How is it possible?
如果一个身体分成38,000块的话,
if a body is divided into 38,000, can you call it the body of Christ?
但的确是如此,
but truly it was
Christ.
According to the recording in 2001,
我们知道全世界一共有38,000个宗派, 大大小小的。
You know, in the whole world, there are 38,000 denominations.
同样是长老会,
the same way, it's the same Presbyterian church.
有讲台湾话的,
there's the Taiwanese Presbyterian church.
有讲普通话的,
those that speak Mandarin.
有讲广东话的,
those that speak Cantonese.
有讲温州话的,
Wenchanese.
你分一块, 我也分一块。
You divide one part, I divide one part.
我不能和你交通, 你也不能和我交通。
I cannot have fellowship with you, neither can you with me.
你想想看,
think about it.
当我们从天上来看今天的教会落到什么样的情况?
So as we look at the condition of the church from heaven,
你不要说分成三万五三万八千块,
don't say you're divided into 38,000.
如果我们身体上能分两部分三部分, 我们已经很悲哀了。
If we, our own bodies divide ourselves into two or three parts, it's already a tragedy.
中风的时候, 有一半是动的, 有一半是不动的。
Some people, when they get a stroke, half of their body is paralyzed.
身体可以分开的吗?
Can the body be divided?
上身跟下身可以分开的吗?
Can the top of the body be divided from the bottom of the body?
指头跟头可以分开的吗?
The finger, can it be separated from the head?
这就是今天的情形。
But this is the condition today.
所以如果你只讲说教会就是普通一个像社团一样,
so if you say that the church is nothing but a club,
我们分成一个团一个团,
so you have this club and that club,
我们分成一个group一个group, 这个都可以的。
We have this group and that group.
这个最多就是说我们有很多不同的群不同的团就是了。
So you'll say these are different groupings, that's all.
这个可以都说得过去的。
You can say it's this way.
但是讲了基督身体,
but when you speak about the body of Christ,
你想想看,
you can't describe it this way. The body of Christ is only one.
是被谁把它分成好 像38,000个,
who divided into 38,000 people?
谁来负这个责任?
Who is responsible?
怎么会变成今天这个情形?
How did it develop into such a situation?
那当我们今天来聚集的时候,
so as we meet today,
我们是不是在这个混乱的情形里, 我们在增加更多的混乱?
So in this confusion, are we adding to it?
我们到底应该怎么样来做?
How are we to respond?
我想这点常识我们需要有,
I think we have to have this common sense.
我们为什么这样聚会?
Why do we meet this way?
为什么好像在已经 38,000个了,
so there are already 38,000.
那为什么今天再加上38,001个?
So why it became 38,001?
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
我们如果不明白历史,
if we don't understand history,
我们就没有答案,
then we have no answer.
所以我们要从历史上来得出答案。
So we have to learn the answer from history.
但这个历史是2000年的历史。
But this history is a 2,000 year old history.
所以昨天我们说过了, 我们要把它弄简单一点。
So yesterday we said we want to simplify it.
所以我们从马丁路德开始。
So we started from Martin Luther.
我们说过马丁路德刚开始从来没有想到教会的问题。
So when Martin Luther started, he never thought about the church.
他只想到自己的问题。
He only thought about his own problem.
他自己怎么能蒙恩得救?
How could he be saved?
他自己怎么能够免去神的愤怒?
How could he escape the wrath of God?
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
因为这个缘故,
because of this,
他找到了根基。
He found a foundation.
他知道说神的话才是最后的。
He knows that the word of God is the last word.
多少年来教会在那里说话。
So many years the church was speaking.
教会告诉他说, 你买赎罪券就可以了，你的罪就可以, 很多的罪就可以得了。
The church is telling them you can buy indulgences and your sins will be forgiven.
教会告诉他你拜玛利亚就可以。
They said you can worship Mary.
你念玫瑰经就可以。
You can read the rosary.
然后呢, 你要取许多的善事, 你要积很多的功德就可以了。
You have to earn many good merits and good works.
你要做多少的事, 然后最后你才能够得着天。
So you have to do many things, then you can gain heaven.
弟兄姊妹, 都是教会怎么说的?
It's all what the church is speaking.
慢慢他看见了。
So now he started to see.
神的话怎么说?
What did the word of God say?
他找到神的话乃是最高的权威。
He found that the word of God is the highest authority.
然后他根据神的话, 他找到说人称义是因着相信。
So he found that according to the word of God, the righteous is justified by faith.
所以在1517年10月31号的那一天,
so 1517, October 31st.
那天在教会历史上是一个可纪念的日子。
That day is a memorable day in the church history.
你看见吗? 那天叫做改革日, the day of reformation.
That day is called the day of reformation.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为从那天开始,
because from that day onward,
你看见主不止开了 马丁路德的眼睛。
The Lord not only opened the eyes of Martin Luther,
他也看了许多的眼睛。
He opened many people's eyes.
本来教会长期在黑暗里面。
So the church was in darkness.
那天我们看见黎明，看见曙光。
That day we saw the day dawn.
是马丁路德把教会带到一个地步，叫我们能看见那个曙光。
Martin Luther brought the church to a condition where we started to see.
所以两个重大的发现。
So two discoveries he had.
第一个是公开的圣，一个圣公开的圣经。
One is an open Bible.
那第二个就是因信称义。
The second is the justification by faith.
一个是客观的。
One is objective.
一个是主观的。
One is subjective.
一个是真理，一个是经历。
One is truth, one is experience.
所以感谢主。
So thank you, Lord.
根据这个真理。
According to this truth.
我们有了信心的经历。
We have the experience of faith.
马丁路德得救了。
Martin Luther was saved.
我们这些也得救了。
We have also been saved.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
这实在那个日子是划时代，是实在是难忘的日子。
That day is an unforgettable evening.
但是不止如此。
The day.
从那里再经过三年之内。
But after that, 3.5 years,
马丁路德的光就从天上完全倾倒下来了。
The light came from down from heaven upon Martin Luther.
看见更多一点。
He saw more.
我们已经说过了。
We already said.
他得着他老师的帮助。
He gained help from his teacher.
本来他老师知道他是爱主不错。
So his teacher knew that he loved the Lord.
他一直往里面看。
But he kept on looking inward.
他越看自己越不像样。
The more he looked inward, the more he thought it wasn't right.
越看他得救越没有希望。
The more he felt that salvation was hopeless.
越看神越伤他的气。
The more he looked at God.The more he felt he was angry at him.
Then
his master told him.
那个修道院的主持告诉他说。
And then the responsible of the monastery told him. God is not angry at you.
是你一直生神的气。
You're angry at God.
你对自己没有把握。
You're not sure of yourself.
所以那个主持帮助他。
So that organizer helped him.
你要读圣经。
You have to read the Bible.
你不要把心思一直注意你自己。
Don't keep on looking at yourself.
你要把主的话，你要把你心思放在圣经上。
You have to put your thoughts into the Bible.
你的心思一在神的话上。
The more your thoughts are on the Bible,
你就从你里边拯救出来了。
So you can be delivered from yourself.
一点没有错。
It's true.
他现在明白了。
Now he understood.
他是怎么得救的。
How was he saved?
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
这是个太大的亮光了。
This is a big, great light.
但是呢，他越读圣经，越读圣经。
The more he studied the Bible,
才发现说，
then he discovered.
原来教会已经被掳。
That the church was already deported.
为什么他长期做天主教徒、罗马教徒，他居然看不见你的光呢？
Why was he a long time Catholic, but he couldn't see light?
因为整个教会就像当时圣经所说的，被掳到巴比伦。
Because the whole church was deported to Babylon.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and sisters,
因为这个缘故，
because of this,
现在他看见光了。
Now he saw the light.
他还看见一个很重要的亮光。
He saw an important light.
就是每一个基督徒都是祭司。
That every Christian is a priest.
每一个人与主之间、与神之间没有居间的祭司。
Everyone should not have another layer between him and God.
每一个人都可以直接来到神的面前。
Everyone can come directly to the presence of God.
每一个人都能像神的朋友一样与主有亲密的交通。
Everyone can have wonderful fellowship with the Lord.
所以想想看，
so think about it.
就在那个三年之内，
in those 3 years,
你看见马丁路德得的启示是空前的。
So the revelation that Martin Luther received was none like before.
一天到晚想着玛利亚，一天到晚想这个想这个认罪、想炼狱、想赎罪券的人，你看整个人得释放了。
Someone who thought daily of Mary, indulgences, merits, and sin, all of this, someone was set free.
因为天父的儿子若让我们得着自由，我们就真自由。
Because if the Son will set us free, we are free indeed.
马丁自路德自由了。
When Martin Luther was free,
现在主把天上亮光给他。
Then the Lord gave him the heavenly light.
那么每个人都是祭司，这什么意思？
Now everyone being a priest, what does that mean?
这一点不一样了。
This is different.
讲了一信称义是个人的。
Now justification by faith is individual.
讲到在教会里每个人都是祭司，这是团体的。
So everyone is a priest, that is something corporate.
这什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
这就主所说你们都是弟兄。
This is saying the Lord saying you are all brothers.
明白吗，弟兄姊妹？
Remember?
我们每个人都是弟兄。
We are all brothers.
换另外。
In other words,
我们既然是基督身体里面的肢体，
if we are members of the body of Christ,
我们就互相做肢体。
So then we become members unto another.
每一个肢体都是连元首的。
Every member is connected to the head.
所以感谢主。
So thank the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
如果每一个人都做肢体的话，
if everyone is a member,
每一个肢体都应该动。
Every member should be there moving.
整个基督的身体就动起来了。
The body of Christ must move.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and
这个光是什么亮光呢？
What is this light?
这就给我们看见说，本来坐在罗马宝座，罗马宝座的那位是基督的元首。
So the one who was on the
坐在罗马宝座上的是教会的元首。
Oh, they discovered that the Pope that was sitting on the throne in the Roman Catholic Church is not the head.
那个头是罗马人。
That head was a Roman.
那个头是在罗马坐在高最高的位置上的。
He was the highest place in the Roman Empire.
所以整个罗马教会变成他的身体。
So the whole Roman Catholic Church became his body.
现在你明白吗？
Now you see.
但是现在马丁路德所看见的。
So but what Martin Luther saw now.
如果讲圣经的话。
If you talk about the Bible.
基督是元首。
Christ is the head.
如果你讲圣经的话。
If you talk about the Bible.
那么好了，弟兄姊妹，如果我们互相做肢体的话。
If we are members.One unto another. Isn't this the body of Christ? What is it?
所以弟兄姊妹,
so, brothers and
sisters, 你不要以为说我们今天才看见这个亮光
的。Don't think that we see this light only today.
在马丁路德那个时候,
during the time of Martin Luther,
当我们主把光给他们的, 给马丁路德的时候,
when the Lord gave the light to Martin Luther,
不只让他认识基督, 也让他认识教会,
not only allow him to know Christ, but the church.
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
在那三年到五年之内,
in those 3 to 5 years,
那光已经很明亮, 很明亮,
the light was very bright.
我们总共只有三个钟头。
We only have 3 hours.
昨天我们讲马丁路德就讲了一个多钟头，两个钟头。
So we spoke of Martin Luther 2 hours.
那么为什么这样做呢
？Why do we do this?
因为这整个圣灵工作的开始。
Because this is the whole work of the start of the whole work of the Holy Spirit.
我们现在不要讲回到五旬节，不要讲那么远。
Let's not go back all the way back to the Pentecost.
我们看圣灵借着马丁路德做的。
We see what the Holy Spirit did through Martin Luther.
其实就是把我们带回到圣经里面去。
So it's all to bring us back to the Bible.
现在明白吗？
Now you understand?
The
word of God is not unmistakable. The revelation of God is unmistakable. So the whole story started there. After 400 years, how did it become condition of today? You see that? So we have to ask, how did this start? Today you have the Lutheran Church, Presbyterian Church, Baptist Church, Assembly of God, Brethren, Quakers, the Nazarenes, so there's so many meanings. How did this happen? So we quickly look at the history.
好了，我们讲过那个源头，我们要清楚了。
So we know that the origin we were clear.
马丁路德自己没有想到要离开。
Martin Luther never thought he would want to leave the Roman Catholic Church.
他就像当初罗德一样。
He's just like Lot.
你记得吗？他马丁路德进了修道院，他就离开了世界，把世界远远丢在背后。
After Martin Luther, he entered the monastery, he left the world behind.
他不知道他进入另外一个世界。
He didn't know that he entered into another world.
像索多玛、俄摩拉一样。
Just like Sodom and Gomorrah.
他舍不得离开。
He didn't want to leave.
他有太多的感情。
He had too many feelings for it.
他有太多的历史。
He had too much history.
你要他从里面离开，这是不可思议的。
If you wanted him to leave that, it's impossible.
你想想看,
about it.
根据他们的教训，离开教会就没有救恩了。
According to their teaching, leaving the church you have no salvation.
所以，要马丁路德被教会开除的话
，So if Martin Luther was excommunicated,
背后不是一个咒诅
，It's not one curse.
是24个咒诅
，24 curses behind it.
弟兄姊妹，你怎么受得了
？How can you contain it?
你从此要永远灭亡
，You eternally perish.
马丁路德敢吗？
Did Martin Luther dare?
开他的眼睛在赶吗?
If the Lord didn't open his eyes, did he dare?
所以为什么马丁路德是那么勇敢的人?
Why was Martin Luther so bold?
马丁路德有缺点。
Martin Luther had problems.
有软弱。
He had weaknesses.
他喜欢喝啤酒。
He liked to drink beer.
不要忘记，在德国啤酒是每个人都喝，当水一样喝。
So in Germany, everybody drinks beer like water.
做学生都穷得不得了。
If you're a student, you're poor.
所以你就喝一点啤酒，可以好像这个填满一点肚子。
So when you drink beer, it's if you're filling your stomach.
所以马丁路德一点都不完全。
So Martin Luther wasn't perfect.
主用马丁路德。
But the Lord used Martin Luther.
非常的刚强。
He was very strong.
所以弟兄姊妹，他没有意思要离开，他不敢离开啊。
He dared not leave the church.
他没有这个胆量啊。
He didn't have the boldness.
弟兄姊妹，你看，就不止他要被处死，不止要被人追杀。
Not only were people trying to kill him.
所以你知道吗？他们要叫他把他调到罗马去。所以你来。
They wanted to take him to Europe.
你在罗马面前，罗教皇面前，你把你的话通通讲清楚。
you should speak what you have thought before the Pope.
他知道他去了再也不会回来。
He knew that if he went, he would never come back.
刚刚好那个时候啊，那个英国的，这个刚好法不德国的一个王。
But very coincidentally, the German king.
这个叫做 Elector King, 叫做选侯.
He's an Elector King.
我们中国不是很多诸侯吗? 那么这个叫选侯.
This is an Elector King.
那为什么叫选侯呢?
Why is he called an Elector King?
因为那个时候啊, 这个皇帝, 那个时候神圣罗马帝国, 德国内的整个欧洲的皇帝呢, 是要选的, 票选的.
So at that time, the kings were actually voted in.
那么然后根据票选的结果呢, 然后这个教皇呢, 就封他, 做神圣罗马帝国的皇帝。
Once they won the votes, then the Pope would establish him as the king.
所以你就知道说每一个你只要有一块土地你就有资格选举。
So if you have a piece of land, you had the right to vote.
所以大概整个神圣罗马帝国大概有七张票。
So in the whole Roman Empire, there are 7 votes.
那刚好这个德国这个王，这个德国的王呢，他是个选侯。
So this Elector King in Germany.
所以呢，这个教皇一定要买这些选侯的账的。
So this Pope has to satisfy the desires of these.
那么刚好那一年呢，有三个候选人。
So there were 3 candidates.
这个教皇所看重的有三个，一个叫查理五世。
So there was Charles V.
后来真的做了皇帝了。
He became the king.
但是还有三个选侯，三个候选人。
There are 3 candidates.
其中有一个就是德国这个。
One of them was the German one.
The Elector King, 他叫做OK。 那么在教皇的心目中喜欢谁呢？
Well, now who did the Pope like?
他希望这个做皇帝。
He wanted this German one to be king.
所以你想想看。
So think about it.
等到教皇要
So when the Pope called Martin Luther to go, Martin Luther knew that if he went, he wouldn't return.
你只要定罪说你是异端，你一定死定了。So
at that time, no matter leaving the church, if you were heretic, you would be put to death.
没有人能扭转这个局面。No
one could change the situation.
但是幸好这个。 我们说过了，这个选侯是他创办了威丁堡大学的。So
this Elector King, he was the one who founded the Wittenberg University.
而马丁路德是那里面的教授。And
Martin Luther was a professor there.
本来威丁堡是什么也不是的地方。Now
Wittenberg was an unknown place.
现在一个马丁路德，很多人都愿意到那里来读大学。Because
of Martin Luther, many people wanted to come to the university.
所以虽然这个选侯很迷信。
So even though this Elector King was very superstitious, then he collected 5,000 relics. So he was a superstitious Catholic.
但是呢,不要忘记,
but don't forget, but he loved Martin Luther.
所以他一句话,
so he just had to say one word and it would be taken care of.
所以马丁路德所以能活着,
so Martin Luther could live.
谁保护他的呢?
Who protected him?
是这个选侯来保护他的。
It was this Elector King who protected him.
被这个教皇看上了，希望他能做大皇帝的。So
this Pope really liked this Elector King, and all just happened at the same time.
所以你讲什么他都听。
So whatever you said, he would listen.
所以你看见吗?
So you see this?
神特别安排了这个人来保护他。
The Lord arranged for this person to protect Martin Luther.
他自己不要从索多玛、蛾摩拉出来。
He didn't want to leave Sodom and Gomorrah.
神就打发天使把他从里面拉出来。
So the Lord sent an angel to take him out of there.
所以3年以后,
so 3 years
你知道吗?
later.
等到这个开除他的诏书发放下来的时候。
So the
Bull,
basically a declaration from the Pope came out.
要开除他。
to excommunicate Martin Luther,
等到他收到的时候,
when he received it,
他就和他的学生啊, 就到东门口外面去,
so him and his students went to the eastern gate,
然后在那里呢, 他就把所有来所有的诏书还有所有一些的东西通通把它烧掉了。
So he took all of those accusations and books,
他带着,
declarations,
带着,
and burned them. He took the students and burned them.
所以就他自己来讲,
so according to himself,
那一天他当然宣布他就脱离了整个罗马的教。
So that day he said he left the Roman Catholic Church.
所以一点办法也没有。
So people couldn't do anything.
那怎么办呢?
What did they do?
所以最后呢, 皇帝就下了个诏书要开一个全国性的会议。
So the Elector King established a national meeting.
所以一个叫 Worms Diet, 在 Worm 那个地方, 然后把所有这个全国里面最重要的领袖通通聚在一起。
So in this Worms place, they gathered all of the leaders.
所有政治界最重要的人,
all the most important politicians.
所有宗教最重要的人,
most important people in the religious world.
通通聚在一起,
they all gathered together.
那马丁路德靠主的恩典,
now according to the grace of the Lord, Martin Luther was able to stand in the midst. They wanted him to remove all his writings.
不要忘记,
don't forget,
人道的有软弱,
so man is weak.
当你面对这样的一个权势的, 权势的面前,
when you face such a power,
他请求他们给他,
so they asked him, so he asked them to give him one day.
他好像以斯帖一样,
he's just like Esther.
求你把明天赏给我,
can you give me tomorrow?
结果到第二天,
so the next day,
主给他恩典,
the Lord gave him grace.
结果他说, 我不能够违背我, 违背我良心收回这些东西,
so I cannot, against my conscience, take all of these writings back.
除非你们能证明说这是不合乎圣经,
unless you say that this is not according to the Bible,
我不能够撤回,
I cannot take it back. I can only stand for the Lord this way.
Here I stand.
Here I stand. And that's it. So they declared that he was a heresy.
不过呢,
but they gave him 60 days.
60天之内是安全的,
so you're safe for 60 days.
60天以后因为他是异端的缘故,
after 60 days because he was a heresy,
任何一个人都可以杀他,
anybody could kill him.
你知道吗,
so the Elector King has already gave out this command.
结果他从Worms那个地方,
so from Worms he returned.
当他回头走的时候,
when he returned,
他经过一个森林,
he went through a forest.
结果他没有想到被绑票,
so he was kidnapped.
他被蒙上脸,
so he was blindfolded.
然后就被送到一个很高的一个上面一个古堡那里去,
so he was sent into a castle.
那个就是Washburn古堡, 就一个很高的地方的古堡,
so a castle in Washburn.
他从小的时候,
since he was little,
他就是山底下受教育的,
he was trained at the foot of the hill.
他所受教育的学校跟巴哈跟歌德是同样一个学校的,
so that the school that he went to was the same as the
Bach,
the same school as,
所以他那个学校就像今天的哈佛，像今天的剑桥一样,
so his school is just like Harvard and Cambridge.
但是他有没有想，他根本就没有想到。
He never imagined.
他虽然小的时候曾经在那个地方待过。
So he had stayed in that place when he was young.
他从来没有想到说有一天,
he never imagined that one day,
他居然被绑票绑到那个很高就在高山在山上的一个古堡里。
He never thought he'd be kidnapped into this high palace.
结果在那里他就度过了10个月。
So he, there he spent 10 months.
原来那个选侯特别派人把他劫持去。
So this electric king sent somebody to kidnap him.
他换了一个名字。
He changed his name.
他一天到晚要配一些配件, 他变成一个武士。
So he became a knight.
那这样的人家就不知道他是马丁路德。
So no one knew that he was Martin Luther.
所以呢，有的人以为他死了，有的人不知道怎样，不知道，反正就失踪了。那这样，他们你知道，他就把他们隐，就把他隐藏了10个月。
So they thought, some he thought he died, some didn't know what happened, and so he was hidden for 10 months.
所以就在那10个月的时候。
So in those 10 months,
他就用10个月的时间把这个圣经从希腊原文。
So what he did was he translated the Bible from Greek into German. His Greek was so-so. So he had a student named Melanchthon that helped him.
但是呢,
but German, nobody was better than him. So in 10 months, he translated the Bible.
感谢主,
Thank the Lord.
因为印刷术的缘故,
because the printing press was invited, that invented, that's why everybody could read the Bible.
每一个人都能够知道因信称义的真理。
Everybody could understand the justification by faith.
好了, 就在那个时候,
At that time,
他的的确确有很好时间的休息,
so he had a good rest,
但他没有想到,
but he never imagined.
虽然我们知道说他自己, 虽我们没有错, 他的的确确, 把这个的的确确, 带领大家能看见这些亮光。
So he brought people to be able to see the light.
那么等到现在问题在这威丁堡那个地方,
So this place, the Wittenberg,
他在那里长期在那个地方,
So he stayed there for a long time.
所以周围的人都是和他站在一起。
So those who were around that area all were standing with him.
那么在威丁堡的时候, 马丁路德不是常常讲道吗?
So in Wittenberg, didn't he speak a lot?
所以因为那个教堂可以说是威丁堡的教堂,城里面的教堂。
Because that cathedral was the Wittenberg Cathedral.
结果感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
那么当初本来都是偶像的。
Now it used to be full of idols before.
结果马丁路德就在山上, 在古堡里面的时候,
so when Martin Luther was in the palace,
结果有人就把那些偶像统统打掉,
so people destroyed all those idols.
本来的话, 很明显是典型的罗马教堂,
so it used to be a typical Roman Catholic
马丁路德也在那里讲过道,
Martin Luther spoke there too.
但现在马丁路德不在,
but now Martin Luther was not around.
这些人他们看见了亮光以后,
so after these people saw the light,
不止大学的教授看见,
not only the professors saw that.
一般人也看见了,
the general folks saw
that.
Because everybody saw
it.
Everybody knows that the idols are wrong, they have to cast it out. But people are still in the flesh.
他们从前不满意这个修士,不满意那个修女,
so they didn't used to be pleased with certain monk or nun.
So at
this time they set forth their wrath.
圣灵工作的时候,
the Holy Spirit worked.
你看肉体也工作,
the flesh is still working as well.
刚刚改革开始的时候,
so at the start of the Reformation,
一点都没有错,
it was true.
马丁路德脱离了罗马教,
Martin Luther was delivered the Roman Catholic Church.
这是没有错的,
that's true.
但一般的百姓在哪里呢?
But how about the general population?
那么还有一点重要在哪里?
The other important thing,
真正的权柄, 权柄是在谁的手里呢?
Who had the real authority of everyone?
真正的权柄是在选侯跟这些贵族的手里。
All the authority were in the hands of the elector king and the royals.
整个的 整个的德国,
so all of Germany,
最少有200个诸侯,
you at least have 200 or so electric kings.
从不同不一定 electric king, 就是领袖, 就是
so leaders.
每个人都有一块地,
all of them had land.
每一个人都是地主,
all of them were landlords.
你没明白吗? 在那个范围里面, 他是最大的,
so he was the most important in that piece of land.
所以整个的德国被分大概有250个这么多的领袖,
so German, all of Germany had 200 odd leaders.
所以现在你想想看,
so now you imagine,
马丁路德清楚了,
Martin Luther was king.
马丁也带着学生也脱离了罗马教会.
Martin Luther also brought his students and came out of Roman Catholic Church.
这个能成一件事情吗?
Can this become an event?
所以一定要等到大家里面都觉醒了, so, 然后这个问题才能成功的.
For everybody to awaken, would then this be successful?
所以因着马丁路德的著作,
so because of the writings of Martin Luther,
还有因着旁边这些教授们, 我一直来传递这件事情,
and the professors around him passing forth the message,
整个的德国都被震动,
so all of Germany was shaken.
那最厉害的是威丁堡,
Now the most shaken was Wittenberg.
那个时候我们说过马丁路德还在那个古堡里面。
So we said that Martin Luther was still in that castle. He didn't know anything.
不过他们常常从威丁堡带消息给他。
So he would bring messages. They would bring messages from Wittenberg.
后来他得到一个消息。
To receive the message.
可以说整个威丁堡已经大乱了。
So the whole Wittenberg was in great confusion.
为什么大乱呢？
Why great confusion?
就是在整个转移的过程里面。
Because in the whole transformation process. Now it used to be a Roman Catholic cathedral. So in Wittenberg, where would they go meet? There's only one cathedral they could go.
另外一个古堡, 那个 castle church is university church.
The other church, castle church, is the university church.
So for the town people,
so for the town people, they only had this one place to go to. So now they saw. So they saw the light. Can they still stand idols? Are they going to go for mass? Of course not. So you see that? Because of this, so they woke up. So they destroyed all the idols. And they started meeting. So the first Lutheran church, the first Methodist church, Reform church, the place they met, so they transformed the Roman Catholic cathedral. In the whole process, there's many flesh taking measure. There are many unrighteous things. Some monks were persecuted. Some nuns were cast out. And they were put to shame.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters. All these messages came to Martin Luther. Now, to add fuel to the fire,
那时候刚好有一个革命叫做农民的革命。
And there was a revolution there called the Peasant Revolution.
那为什么是农民的革命呢?
Now, why was the Peasant Revolution?
因为在欧洲, 在德国内的他们农民受了很大的压迫。
Because in Germany, the peasants were persecuted. So who persecuted them? It was these 200 odd feudal lords.
所以明白吗? 按着公义来讲,
according to righteousness,
他们受逼迫,
they were persecuted. Martin Luther, of course, stood on their hands.
但是你知道就在那个时候,
but at that time,
等到他们以为是马丁路德一定站在他们那边,
so they thought that Martin Luther would stand on their side.
结果呢, 他们就起来, 革命了, 就起来, 就跟那个, 就, 跟这个, 跟这些王子啊,
so then they started to fight with these 200 landlords.
所以马丁路德就化妆, 他被别人看见就化妆了就回到爱丁堡就解决这些所有的问题。
So he disguised himself and went back to Wittenberg to take care of these things.
他就责备这些农民,
and then he rebuked these, he thought they were wrong. He quoted Romans
13:1.
We ought to submit to all authority. So then he told all those landlords that you could deal with them strictly. Because to do such a thing is not pleasing to God. Martin Luther was a man. Some things he did right. But the words he used is very strong. So he didn't imagine that he hurt all of the peasants' hearts. So the peasants, they were pushed down. And because the peasants are put down,
好了，你就知道说现在呢，很明显的，马丁路德不是站在农民的这一边。
So now obviously Martin Luther was not standing on the side of the peasants.
农民都是很简单的。
And the peasants are all very simple people.
那么好了，结果呢，他因着他不同情农民的缘故。
Now because he did not endear himself with the peasants.
还有因着被压下来的缘故。
Now because they were put down.
那么这些做长官，这是诸侯们。
Now these landlords, these royals, they felt Martin Luther helped them.
所以在那个时候一面他们不愿意一直长期在罗马的压迫底下。
So on the one hand, they didn't want to be persecuted by the Roman Catholic Church.
所以他们有民族情感。
So they had this nationalistic
thought.
So they wanted to become independent.
所以从这个角度来讲，他们不管改革不改革，他们觉得借着马丁路德，我们可以从罗马的控制底下拯救出来。
So whether there's reform or not, they felt that they could become independent of the Roman Catholic Church.
那另外一方面呢？
On the other hand,
因为马丁路德一句话，他们保住他们的土地了。
Now because of Martin Luther, they were able to keep their land.
所以不管他们是什么样的动机
，No matter what their motive was,
结果你看见了所有这些德国的王子们。
So all of these princes and kings in Germany.
所有这些人，他们通通站在马丁路德。
All of them stood on the side of Martin Luther.
所以现在有个政治的力量。
So there was a political power now.
能把所有的人把它组织起来。
They can organize everybody.
所以有一个地方叫 Torgau.
So there's a place called
Torgau.托稿这个地方呢，可以，这个地方是个风景很美丽的地方。
This is a beautiful place.
那么也是这些诸侯们他们喜欢住的地方。
So this is where these princes and kings live.
所以这些王子们常常聚在一起。
So these princes often gather together.
他们能看见马丁路德所看见。
So they could see what Martin Luther saw.
有的是真心的。
Some are true from the heart.
有的是不单纯的。
Some are have other motives.
但是不管怎么样
，No matter what，
这些 princes，
these princes，
因着同情马丁路德的缘故
，because they sympathize with Martin。So they call themselves evangelical princes. They are for the gospel.
所以你看见吗？借着他们的缘故
，through them，
你看见一个地方一个地方，我们因为都在他们的权下。
So they were all under his power.
所以那么只要他们有权的地方
，no wherever they had power，
那么很自然的，你看那些修士也好啊，修女也好，那原来的天主教慢慢他们就退掉了，很清楚的。
So you saw the monks and the nuns.They would retreat. Because it's all within their land.
你只要君王导向马丁路，导向改革，那么好了，整个的城就导向改革，没有问题的。
So if these princes lean towards Martin Luther, then the whole city would do that.
所以一个一个的天主教堂就变成了更正教的礼拜
堂。So one by one, this Roman Catholic cathedrals became Reformed churches.
不，那个时候他们自己盖了一个。
But then they built their own.
就在托高盖了一个。
In Torgau, they built it.
那是整个改革。历史的第一个礼拜自己盖的礼拜堂。
So the first Reformed Church built by themselves.
你如果比较那个礼拜堂和后来其他礼拜堂一比较的话
，So if you compare that building and the other buildings later,
你就知道马丁路德心里想什么。
You know what Martin Luther was thinking.
所以他讲到那个礼拜堂的时候
，So when he speaks about that church building,
他把它弄得非常非常的简单
，Made it very simple.
我们去看过的人都知道
，We all went there.
你看见是非常非常简单去敬拜的地方。
It's a very simple place of worship.
他告诉我们说，这个礼拜你可以有，也可以没有。
So you can have this church building or not.
他如果有一天如果没有机会在这里聚会，他说我们在哪里都可以聚会。
That if we cannot meet here, we can meet anywhere.
你不要弄错了。
Don't make a mistake.
在马丁路德的时候，他就这样想的。
During the time of Martin Luther, he felt this way.
他不认为礼拜堂就是敬拜神的圣殿。
He didn't think that the church building is the synagogue.
哪里都
or the temple of God.
哪里都可以敬拜。
Anywhere you can worship.
你看，就是马丁路德。
So this Martin Luther,
而且礼拜堂是越简单越好。
So the simpler the better.
所以明白吗？我们如果真的去看过那个礼拜堂，我们有的人拍了那个照片。
If you go to the church building, you see that.
那刚好在
people took pictures.
刚好在古堡里面。
It's in the castle itself.
在整个这个改革运动里面。
So in the whole reform movement,
如果你想第一个礼拜堂的话
if you see the first church building,
不是威丁堡
it's not Wittenberg.
威丁堡那是改过来的
Wittenberg was transformed.
你一直到托高离开威丁堡不远的地方
So if you go to Torgau, not far from Wittenberg,
大概半个钟头的车程
half an hour from there,
那里有个很漂亮的城
there was a beautiful city.
马丁路德说从他认为很少一个城市那么漂亮美丽的
He felt that there were rarely such a beautiful place.
远远你可以看一个很美丽的古堡
You could see a beautiful In this castle, they built the first church meeting place.
所以慢慢弟兄姊妹
Slowly, brothers and sisters.
你看见这个教会不再是罗马教会
The church no longer was the Roman Catholic Church.
很清楚的
Very clearly.
所以现在你看见说他们有自己盖的礼拜堂
So they had a meeting place they built themselves.
起头他们没有叫他路德会
In the beginning, they didn't call them the Lutheran Church.
起头他们知道这真就是主自己的教会
So they knew that there was the Church of Christ.
所以那个时 候你看他们只知道圣灵怎么在他们身上工作。
So they only knew the work of the Holy Spirit upon them.
他们没有自己的计划。
They didn't have their own plan.
你看你慢慢慢慢的整个的环境造成这种情形。
So the whole environment caused such an event.
都不是马丁路德设计的。
It was all the design of Martin Luther.
结果慢慢慢慢你看有一个局面有一个教会好像就不是罗马天主教。
And then you started seeing a church that was not the same as the Roman Catholic Church.
而且马丁路德写了好几首诗歌。
And then Martin Luther wrote many hymns.
他觉得每个人如果都是祭司的话。
So if everybody was a priest.
你就在别的地方不动起码你唱诗你嘴巴总要动的。
If you don't move anywhere else, at least you can sing hymns.
所以这样就能给我们看大家都是祭司。
You see, everybody is a priest.
所以你知道最早大家一起唱诗歌的就是威丁堡那个礼拜堂。
So the first place they started to sing hymns was in Wittenberg.
所以现在全世界看见的。
So the whole world was seeing.
一面是罗马天主教。
On the one hand is the Roman Catholic Church.
另一面就是
On the other hand, you have the Reformed Church.
所以现在很明显，表面上看，你看这个教会跟那个教会不一样。
So you see that this church is different than that church.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so、brother,
现在慢慢有人就说了，
slowly someone would say,
你看马丁路德做了改革的工作。
Martin Luther did the work of Reformation.
本来是黑暗的罗马天主教会。
It used to be a the dark Roman Catholic Church.
现在真是基督的教会。
Now it's truly the Church of Christ.
现在你看见基督是元首。
You see the church, Christ is the head of the church.
所有蒙恩得救的人都是基督的身体。
All those who are saved are the body of Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and sisters, now you understand.
这是整个的过程。
So this is the whole process.
所以慢慢慢慢演变的结果。
So as you saw the change.
不止在威丁堡。
Not just at Wittenberg.
你到德国各个地方。
If you go to different places in Germany.
另外一个地方，我们昨天说过 Strasbourg.
If you go to Strasbourg.
你看见那里很明显，圣灵做了很奇妙的工作。
You saw how the Holy Spirit did an amazing work there.
所以你看见主在这里很明显的主就新。就恢复了他自己的教会。
So here the Lord restored His own church.
那么历史就慢慢慢慢往前演变了。
So history started moving forward.
那我讲过的。
I already mentioned.
你看见吗
？You see that?
对马丁路德自己的安全就是王子，就是德国的权势来保护他的。
So Martin Luther himself was protected by Germany.
那因着这个缘故。
Because of this,
很明显你看这不止马丁路德是受保护的。
Very clearly that you see not only Martin Luther was protected.
连路德教会都是受保护。
Even the Lutheran church is protected.
如果那个教会不是被保护的话。
If that church was not protected.
那么老早你看见说就没不可能存在。
Then it would no longer exist.
所以整个马丁路德存在跟教会的存在。
So the existence of the Roman Catholic Church and Martin Luther.
跟德国的权势发生关系。
The existence of the Reformed Church and Martin Luther had to do with the political power of Germany.
德国跟在德国的教会很明显是在权势的保护底下。
So the Reformed Church was under the protection of the German government.
换一句话说，
in other words,
是在世界的保护底下。
It was protected by the world.
马丁路德和他同工们。
That Martin Luther and his co-workers,
他们知道根据圣经教会应该是什么样的。
They knew that according to the Bible, what the church should be.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
他们的话不是最后的话。
Their word is not the final word.
因为谁最有资格说话呢？
So who was the most worthy to speak?
你看见最有权柄的人最有资格说话。
Is whoever has the most authority should be able to speak.
平常的时候他听他们的话。
Normally he would listen to them.
但到了重要关口的时候。
But during important matters,
谁的话是最高的呢？
Who is the most important word?
当然这些德国的权势的话是最高的。
Of course, the authorities and these princes, their word counts.
所以在这个情形底下，
so under such circumstances,
教会是独立的吗？
The church is independent?
不是的。
No, it's not.
你看见从前罗马教会，
so it used to be the Roman Catholic Church.
你看见外面有罗马帝国。
Outwardly, you have the Roman Empire.
罗马帝国代表政治的权势。
The Roman Empire speaks of the political world.
教皇是管皇帝的身体。
The Pope takes care of the king's body.
这个皇帝是管教皇的灵魂。
So,
不是，皇帝是管教皇的身体，教皇是管皇帝的灵魂。
So the emperor takes care of the Pope's body and the Pope. Pope takes care of the king's spiritual situation. No matter what, because the church is still in the world.
所以我们看见说，教会不管怎么样跟世界是连在一起。
So you see that the world and the church are connected.
教会不可能不受世界的影响。
The church cannot but be influenced by the world.
现在教会纯洁化了。
So now the church has become pure.
没有偶像了。
No idols.
大相信因信称义了。
Everybody believes in justification by faith.
但是因着历史的缘故。
But because of history's sake.
一开始马丁路德跟整个的教会好像在世界的保护底下。
Now, as if Martin Luther and the church was under the protection of the world.
现在马丁路德心中有一种的痛苦。
Now Martin Luther had a pain in himself.
那个痛苦就证明不是他当初所要。
That suffering was not something he wanted from the beginning.
是整个的时势逼着马丁路德走一条路。
So it's the whole circumstances caused him to walk a certain way.
你明白吗？
You understand?
这是马丁路德所不看，不愿意看见的。
This is what Martin Luther didn't want to see.
他认为是教会应该就包括所有蒙恩得救的。
He thought that the church should include all those that are born again.
但是现在因着形势的缘故。
But because of the actual circumstance, everybody who was in the territory of these lords would belong to the church. So now it became a territory church.
你明白吗? 你只要在这个领土里面,
so as long as you're in this territory, you all belong to the church. If the whole Germany is united,
你只要是生在德国了,
so if you're born in Germany, you're a member of the church in Germany. Now the German church became the national church. Well, why is the church not a national church? Because Germany was divided. They were divided into multiple territories. In that territory, the most important leader who was that? Who could influence the church most? Is these princes and the lords. So Martin Luther had a great suffering. He said many times. On the one hand, he wasn't pleased.
他不能做什么?
He couldn't do anything.
所以他就有一个盼望。
So he had a hope.
他有一个心中的愿望。
He had a desire in his heart.
他说巴不得有一天在教会里面能开成小教会。
And that one day in the great church, you could see the little church.
这个大的教会,
this great church.
只是外面看得见,
is this outward visible
比如说被世界影响的这个教会,
is this church that's influenced by the world.
巴不得能找到一般蒙恩得救的人,
that you may find a group of ones that are born again.
他们都能在饼和杯里面有份,
they can all have a part in the bread and the cup.
马丁路德看得很清,
Martin Luther was very clear.
他心中非常的痛苦,
his heart was suffering.
虽然他为了主的缘故,
so because for the Lord's sake, he did the work of reformation. But he couldn't do it completely according to the will of God. So that's why the Lord told the church in Sardis, in the eyes of God, none of your works are complete. You have justification by faith.
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
现在已经不再有那些外面的,
thank the Lord, there's no longer these outward things.
但是不要忘记,
but don't forget,
没有一样是完全,
not one thing is complete.
因为这个世界好像仍旧在世界的权,
because the church is still under the influence of the world.
然后很多事情是马丁路德没有想象的,
so many things Martin Luther didn't imagine.
他知道,
he knew,
迟早有一天,
sooner or later,
罗马天主教,
the Roman Catholic Church one day will use a military
force.
And then he prophesied.
他说我活着的时候,
as I live.
因为活着, 你知道这些他跟这些王子们这些关系好得很。
So him and these princes, he had a great relationship. They stood on his side. They sympathized with him. But then he knew that the enemy wouldn't be willing. So he prophesied.
他说什么时候我死的那一天,
so the day I die, they're going to start fighting. So they would fight against these Germans to take it back. They will do that.
结果他的预言果然应了。
So his prophecy was fulfilled.
到了1546年，他被主接去的时候。
In 1546, when he was taken by the Lord.
现在果然，皇帝发动了战争。
So the Roman emperor sent forth a command.
从1546年打到1546年打到1555年。
So from 1546 to 1555.
你想想看，一共打了九年的战争。
So a nine-year war.
他们还是没有把德国拿下来。
They couldn't take back Germany.
你看见吗？这是第一次的宗教战争。
This is the first religious war.
现在我拿你没有办法。
So I could do nothing with you.
但是现在因为帝罗马皇，因为那个皇帝是跟教皇是连在一起的。
So because the emperor was connected to the pope.
所以教皇就透过这个皇帝。
So the pope through the emperor.
我既然拿马丁路德没有办法。
So I cannot do anything with Martin.
现在我要用武力能够把它通通的拿回来。
So I want to use military force to take it all back.
所以果然这个战争打了九年。
So this war was fought for 9 years.
但是最后呢，他们终于有一个和平的协定。
So they had a peace treaty.
这个和平协定是在一个地方叫 Augsburg 的地方在那里签订的。
It was signed in Augsburg.
那么这个是很有名的和平协定。
So this is a very famous peace treaty.
后来这就成为了欧洲一个很重要的和平协定。
So this became a very important treaty in Europe.
这个协定是怎么讲的呢？
What did this agreement say?
告诉我们说。
Tell us that.
他说，现在你要问，这是谁的领，谁是这个领土的主人？
So who is the lord of this land?
那么，这样说吧。这个领土的主人相信什么？
Whatever the person owning this piece of land, whatever he believes in.
我暂时用英文先说一下好不好？就是 whose territory, whose religion. 你只要是谁的领土，那么这个人他这个领主所相信的宗教就是全体的宗教。
Whose territory?
就这个领土里面的宗教。
Yes,
那什么意思呢？
What
意思是说，如果这个带头的人他相信罗马天主教的话
，So if whoever this territory belongs to，
那么所有这个领土里面的人通通要信罗马天主教。
Everybody in that territory will have to believe whatever he believes.
如果你不相信怎么办呢
？If you don't believe according to that，
请离开这个领土。
Please leave the territory.
通通被赶出去了。
You're cast out.
那如果这个领土里面的领主主人是相信，就是跟着马丁路德走的。
Now if this lord of this territory follows Martin Luther，
那么所有的人就通通相信改革。
Then everyone will be belongs to the Reformed Church。
那所有天主教是怎么办呢
？So how about the Roman Catholic？
那对不起，
Sorry，
你只好离开了。
You have to leave。
所以这是一个妥协的办法。
So this is a compromise。
他们觉得这样子的话可以暂时解决一些问题。
So they thought that this could temporarily relieve some problems。
那就是因为这个缘故。
Because of this，
现在整个德国的教会终于得到平安。
The whole German church now had peace。
你明白吗？
因为
这个缘故，
because of this，
因为这个原则，
because of this principle，
所以现在很清楚。
It's very clear。
在德国这个范围里面，
in Germany，
因为大部分都是跟马丁路德的，
because most people followed Martin Luther，
所以现在很明显的，
so very clear，
在德国这个范围里面，
within Germany，
大家通通是路德会，
everybody belongs to the Lutheran church，
这就是路德会的开始。
This is the start of the Lutheran church。
你明白吗？
Imagine,
那现在问题比这个更严重在哪里？
But what was more serious than that？
整个德国分成200份。
All of Germany was divided into 200 parts。
所以整个德国就被整个教会就被瓜分成200份。
So the church is divided into 200 parts。
有一几部分是跟随马丁路德的。
Some parts followed Martin Luther。
有几部分跟随罗马天主教。
Some parts followed the Roman Catholic Church。
所以在教会历史里面。
So in church history。
路德会和天主教会分裂什么时候开？正式什么时候开始
？So when was the Lutheran Church split out from the Roman Catholic Church？
从1555年就正式开始分开。
From 1555。
所以我们可以这样说。
So we can say that
在这以前，整个路德会不过在酝酿当中。
So before that, the Lutheran Church was there building up.
现在欧洲分裂了。
Now the Europe was divided.
现在教会分裂了。
Now the church is divided.
本来在那块土地上只有罗马天主教会。
Before upon that piece of land, it was only the Roman Catholic Church.
现在你读历史的时候，
now when you study history,
有一个教会叫做路德会。
There's a church called the Lutheran Church.
路德会就是这么开始的。
Lutheran Church started this way.
但那个时候，路德会的信仰不光德国弟兄姊妹得着帮助。
So, but at that time, not just the Germans were helped by the Lutheran Church.
在丹麦
in Denmark,
在瑞典,
in Sweden,
在挪威,
in Norway,
刚好在德国的北部,
because they're north of Germany,
他们都接触到,
their eyes were opened.
所以现在我们知道,
so now we know,
在马丁路德的时候,
now the time of Martin Luther,
不是在德国的是路德会,
not only was in Germany the Lutheran church, in Denmark was that,
挪威也是路德会,
same thing in Norway,
然后瑞典也是路德会,
also in Sweden,
一直到现在还是如此,
even until today it's this way.
你看见吗? 如果你今天碰到有的人是美国是路德会的,
so if you come and meet an American that's Lutheran, we know a sister, her name is Priscilla. Her father is a Lutheran pastor. Because they came from Sweden. So the U.S. history has much to do with the European history. So now it's very clear. What the Holy Spirit did,
是什么呢?
What did he do?
给我们看见因信称义,
show us justification by faith. Show us one single Bible.
给我们看见什么呢? 给我们看见的是,
show us that everyone is a priest.
但是因着环境的缘,
but because of the environment,
因着政治的缘,
because of politics,
现在你看见的是,
now you saw,
世界把教会瓜分,
the world has divided the church.
同样是路德会,
it's all the same Lutheran
不要忘记了,
church. Don't forget.
但是因为你所在莱茵河的这一部分，我在另外一部分有一点点的不一样。
But because you're on this side of River Rhine, I'm on the other side.
因为他们的主人不一样。
And because they had small differences.
他们的君王诸侯不一样。
Their kings and princes are different.
他们领土的主人不一样。
The owner of the territory is different. So how did was there a division first? It's not because of Christ. The first division was a division created by the world. You see that?
这就是最早路德会是怎么产生?
So this is how the Lutheran Church was born.
那么好了,
so now, we want to ask, how did the story develop?
最早是路德会,
earliest on it was Lutheran Church.
他们的确是给我们看见公开的圣经,
they showed us the open Bible and justification by faith.
但是不要忘记,
but don't forget,
那个时候呢, 在瑞士和在法国主也做了一些的工作。
So in Switzerland and France, the Lord also did a work.
瑞士有两部分, 一部分是德国, 德讲德语的部分,
so in Switzerland there is a German portion and a French portion.
那么在瑞士的部分,
now
在瑞士的部分, 在苏黎世的部分, 在德语的部分,
oh, the, in the German part
有一个城叫 Zurich, 就是苏黎世,
there's a city called Zurich.
那么神就兴起了另外一个人叫做慈惠里, 就是Zwingli.
So the Lord raised another person named Zwingli.
那他也是在像马丁路德一样,
he was just like Martin Luther.
他也看见同样的亮光,
so he saw the same light.
他几乎和马丁路德是同一个时候,
he was all born about the same time as Martin Luther.
他们看见几乎是相同的,
what they saw was almost identical.
不过有一点点不同就是,
but slightly different.
这是慈惠里,
this is Zwingli.
然后呢, 主在德法国, 就在瑞士的法语的部分也做了工作。
So the Lord also did the same thing on the French speaking part.
那个时候主就得着一个人。
The Lord gained another person.
这个人本来在法国。
This person used to be in France.
本来在巴黎附近的地方,
near Paris.
结果呢, 他长大的时候就得着了马丁路德的朋友。
So when he was growing up, he was helped by Martin Luther.
所以他是向往, 巴不得在法国也能有这种情况。
He was hoping that there would be the same situation in France.
法国是个天主教的国家。
France is a Roman Catholic.
所以那个时候很多在法国的基督徒就受逼迫。
So many Christians in France, they were persecuted.
结果他自己也保不住了。
So he could not keep himself.
所以他就逃走了。
So he fled.
结果他有一天的目的是想到那个附近最有名的一个城叫 Strasbourg.
So he wanted to go to Strasbourg.
因为那时候所有的学生都需要到 Strasbourg 去读书去,
because all the students wanted to study in Strasbourg.
所以那个时候因着有某一种原因他必须要经过日内瓦。
So because of certain reasons he had to go to Geneva.
那么经过日内瓦的时候刚好啊圣灵在日内瓦就开始了改革的工作。
So as he was passing through Geneva, the Holy Spirit started the work of reformation.
有一个地方叫法瑞尔是个改革家。
There's a person by the name of Pharrell.
他呢的确圣灵感动他。
So the Holy Spirit moved him.
他讲道的时候很多人受感动。
When he spoke, many people were moved.
结果热心就被激发起来了。
So their hearts were warmed.
他们觉得应该要打碎偶像。
They felt that they need to crush all idols.
结果也是这样, 有一些肉体的活动就进来了。
So there are many things of the flesh that came in. So this Pharaoh was suffering.
他不知道到底怎么做,
he didn't know what to do.
圣灵工作,
the Holy Spirit was working, but was the, so was the flesh.
所以在最没有办法的时候,
so when he felt the most helpless,
他读到了这个加尔文所写的一本书,
he studied a book written by John Calvin.
他26岁写了一本书,
when he was 26, he wrote a book.
那本书呢, 是要辩护说为什么我们这样相信，我们没有一些要革命，我们没有一些要给政府带来难处。
He wrote a book to say he's not here to create problems for the government.
那本书主要是得谁的帮助呢？
Who was he helped from?
你如果仔细读里面的书的话，
if you study the contents of that book,
他主要得着马丁路德跟智慧里的帮助。
He was helped by Martin Luther and Zwingli.
这本书叫做 Institution of Christian Religion, 是很有名的一本书。
The book called Institution of Christian Religion.
后来呢， 最后改第三版的时候是原来的五倍那么厚， 五倍那么厚。
So the third edition was five times as thick as the original.
结果就变成教会历史的第一本系统神学。
So it became the first systematic theology book in history.
不要忘记了。 就着系统神学来讲,
according to systematic theology,
你看马丁路德赶不上他,
Martin Luther couldn't reach him.
马丁路德能明白圣经,
Martin Luther couldn't understand the Bible.
能把圣经很有系统地把它, 这个组织起来,
he could organize it systematically.
这个叫做系统神学,
this is systematic theology.
对于圣经有更深的认识了,
to know the Bible even deeper.
谁是第一个把这个工作完成的呢?
Who was the first one to do such a thing?
那是加尔文,
John Calvin.
是没有疑问的,
without a doubt.
但是加尔文是晚辈的,
but John Calvin came later.
所以他是属于改革第二波的。
So he was the second wave of the reform.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为马丁路德把95条钉在那个礼拜堂门口的时候,
because when Martin Luther laid that 95 statements in that entrance,
加尔文才8岁。
Calvin was only 8.
所以现在你明白吗?
Now you understand?
的确确马丁路德是第一波的。
Martin Luther was the first wave.
施威利也是第一波的。
Zwingli is the first wave.
他们年龄也差不多的。
Their age is very similar.
那么现在加尔文当然小得很多很多了。
Now Calvin was much younger.
他踩在这两个巨人的肩膀上。
He stood on the shoulders of these giants.
他就把他所明白的真理把它系统化了。
He put his understanding to a system.
这就是保罗所说的神话语纯正的规模，神话语一个纯正的规模的。
So this is what Paul talks about, the whole structure pattern of the Word of God.
所以弟兄姊妹，现在你看，虽然这个弟兄只有26岁，
even though this brother was only 26,
虽然法瑞已经有了年纪了，
if Pharrell was old,
他非常欣赏这个年轻人，
you appreciated this young man.
那么本来这个弟兄只想经过日内瓦一个晚上就好，第二天就走了。
This person only wanted to spend one night in Geneva.
结果这个老弟兄来找他，
because this old brother, then this old brother came to look
for him. 他坐下来，
sat with him.
他就劝他，
he encouraged him.
他说现在神已经在日内瓦做了一些工作，
so the Lord has already done a work in Geneva.
能不能请你就留下，
can we ask you to stay,
为了主自己的工作，
for the Lord's sake,
你留在这里，
stay here.
但是你知道他越讲他越不想留下来。
So the more he spoke of it, the more less he wanted to stay.
因为你看法勒尔工作的一个地方到处好像都暴动一样。
So wherever Pharrell worked, there was revolutions.
这个加尔文觉得他根本不能胜任， 没办法对付这种情形的。
Calvin thought that he couldn't handle these situations.
这个火是法勒尔点起来的。
So Pharrell lit this fire.
现在要叫他去灭火就是不可能的。
But to cast out this fire was impossible.
所以东劝西劝他就是不肯。
So he tried to convince him, but he wasn't convinced.
他说不行啊, 我决定好我一定要 Strasbourg 去, 我不能留下来。
Said, no, I have to go to Strasbourg.
结果没有想到啊,
but unbeknownst to him,
那个老兵变脸, 脸就放下来了。
That old brother became angry.
他很厉害, 他如果你真的要去 Strasbourg 的话,
so if you really want to go to Strasbourg,
愿神审判你。
May God judge you.
意思就是说, 神要咒诅你的读书。
In other words, God will curse your study.
哦, 这个很厉害啊。
This is very strong.
他到底是年长的弟兄。
He was an older brother.
结果整个的马丁, 整个的加文心里面都受了震撼。
So John Calvin was very shaken.
他觉得应该是主的意思。
This is probably the Lord's will.
叫他留下来。
He stayed.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
他留下来。
He stayed.
他留下来以后，
after he stayed,
因着他和法勒联手的工作，
because of his and Pharrell's joint work,
没有多久，
not
soon after,
all of Geneva was turned around.
都听见福音了。
They all heard the gospel.
每个礼拜，
every Lord's day,
马丁路德讲17篇道。
Martin Luther had 17 messages.
你看见吗？全城人都来听他讲道。
my 丁路德。
不是，对不起，加尔文。
John Calvin had 17 messages.
所以最后呢，你看整个城通通改变了。
So the whole city was transformed.
所以明白吗？
So you see that?
连市政府里面的人
，even those in the city government，
也通通改转过来了。
They also turned around.
所以这样很自然，一切就和平转移了。
So very naturally, they all turned around.
因为你看政权力在他们手里嘛。
Because the power was in their hands.
所以是市政府说这个合法还是不合法。
So the city government tell you what's legal and what's not legal.
所以整个问题就解决了。
So the whole problem was taken care of.
那个时候本来是圣彼得堂
，so that Saint Peter's Cathedral
一定是最大的堂嘛。
It's probably the biggest cathedral.
你去日内瓦，你一定看见那个堂。
If you go to Geneva, you'll see the cathedral.
那么这个普通的圣彼得堂，望弥撒一定在前面。
So Saint Peter's Cathedral, the mass being in the front.
这个祭坛一定摆在这里。
So the altar is in the front.
那就是薄饼放背那个桌子吧。
So that's the table of the bread and the cup.
那么罗马天主教特点就叫望弥撒嘛。
Roman Catholic Church is that you would submit.
结果他们把所有的偶像统统打掉。
So they destroyed all the idols.
他们就把它埋葬在附近一个很大的坑里面。
So they buried in a ditch in a nearby place.
如果今天大家去日内瓦
，If you go to Geneva today,
你到了这个圣彼得堂去
，You go to St. Peter's Cathedral.
它有一部分你还是看得见的。
There's a part you can see.
很深很深地方，它还埋了那些偶像啊，这个腿就反正就那些偶像的脚啊腿啊。
It's a very very deep ditch that you could see the idols.
你现在再去看呢，整个圣彼得堂完全清洁了，什么都没有了。
You see the St. Peter's Cathedral.There is completely clear.
偶像通通是没，通通墙壁上都没有了。
There's no idols anywhere.
然后呢，他们把讲台就放在那边。
So they put the pulpit over there.
然后呢，最重要的那些贵族们，他们就站坐在那边。
So the nobles sat on the other side.
所以现在你看见马杜这个现在加尔文在那里讲道。
So Calvin was speaking there.
然后呢，大家在那里听到。
So everybody was listening.
所以现在很清楚。
So now very clear.
整个日内瓦完全跟着加尔文。
All of Geneva was following John Calvin.
在教会历史里面
，in church history，
很少有一个神的仆人做工作的那么彻底。
Rarely did you see a servant of God do such a complete work.
他就赢得了整个日内瓦的人。
He gained the whole city of Geneva.
明白吗
？You understand?
所以现在你看改革运动在瑞士就做了这么奇妙的工作。
So the Reformation had amazing work in Switzerland.
那么他们的工作跟路德是不是一样的呢
？So are their work the same as the work in Luther?
源头完全是一样的。
Luther, the origin is the same.
还是那三根柱子。
It's the three pillars.
圣经的权威。
The authority of the word.
因信称义。
Justification by faith.
大家都是祭司。
And then universal priesthood.
明白吗
？You understand that?
但现在写历史人怎么称呼这个瑞士的这个运动呢
？But how did the historians call this movement?
称他们叫做 Reform churches， 叫做。
The Reformed churches.
那改革宗跟路德会通通是更正教，没有错。
The Reformed churches and the Lutheran churches, all Protestant churches.
一个是第一波，一个是第二波。
One was the first wave, the other was the second wave.
尤其是加尔文是属于第二波的。
So the Calvin churches were the second wave.
那么如果大家一样，为什么一个叫改革宗，一个路德会呢
？Why was one called the Reformed churches, one called the Lutheran churches?
有道理的。
There's a reason.
虽然他们通通看一样的真理。
So even though they had the same truth,
但是马丁路德跟 Reform 有一点的不同。
So there was one difference between Martin Luther and the Reform.
或者有两点，或者有两点的不同。
Or two points that were
different. 两点的不同。第一个在薄饼上大家看法不一样。
In the breaking bread, they had different views.
因为马丁路德认为
，Martin Luther felt，
当饼和杯一祝福的时候
，When the bread and the cup are blessed，
饼没有变成基督的身体
，The bread didn't become the body of Christ，
杯也没有变成基督的血
，The blood did not become the blood of Christ。
如果马丁路德相信
，But Martin Luther believed，
等到祝福饼杯的时候
，After you。Bless the bread and cup.
那么神主的同在就在饼跟杯里面。
And then the presence of God is in the midst of the bread and the cup.
是 literally 不是属灵的，
literally,
在里面。
Literally in it.
那这个他不能，这个因为那他为什么呢
？Why?
他是因为主说这是我的身体。
Because the Lord said this is my body.
他认为那个身体既然主说这是我的身体，他一定变成身体了吗
？The Lord said this is my body, so that the Lord must become that.
你知道是词汇里读圣经更厉害。
But Zwingli was even more strict.
他怎么说呢?
What did he say?
他说不可能的,
he said it's impossible.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为主已经升到天上去,
because the Lord already ascended.
属升天是带着身体去的,
he took his body and ascended into heaven.
所以主的身体今天是在天上,
so the body of Christ is in heaven.
所以你不可能祝福饼杯的时候就变成主的身体, 不可能的,
so you cannot bless the bread and cup and become the body of Christ.
就是解经来说,
so according to interpretation, Zwingli is right.
所以慈威利怎么说呢?
What does Zwingli say?
饼和杯,
so the bread and the cup are just tokens of love.
明白吗?
In other words, this is what we believe today. We don't believe that if you bless it, it becomes the body and blood of Christ. This is what Zwingli saw. So many brothers follow this.
但是呢,
but
加文有另外的看法,
Calvin had another view.
他认为说,
he feels that when you bring the blessed the bread and cup, the spiritual presence of the Lord is there.
其实这句话讲的也没有讲,
so it's as if he didn't say it, right? Because the Lord is always there. You don't have to say that the Lord's presence is in the bread and cup.
所以你知道根本他们是大同小异,
so it's just all very similar.
是不是有理由不一样的?
There's no reason to differentiate.
所以你说路德会改革就不同在哪里呢?
So after, if you say, what's the difference between Reformed churches and Lutheran churches? It's there.
那么还有一点,
one more point.
这个马丁路德呢,
Calvin took it a step further.
他认为一切都是主的恩典,
that everything is the Lord's grace.
我们生下来就是败坏, 就是不能拯救我们,
after we're born, we cannot be saved. We're
我们什么都不能做,
we cannot do anything.
我们连相信都不能,
even believing we cannot.
我们连相信都是主的恩典,
even believing is the grace
为什么?
Of God. Why?
因为神是主宰的神,
because the Lord is an
all-knowing God.
He has chosen us before the foundation of the world.
他讲错了吗?
Did he say it wrong? It's not. So he was much clearer than Martin Luther. Not just the grace of the Lord, also the omnipotence of God. So when Calvin said
it,
so that we would have a heart of thanksgiving, to know everything is the grace of the Lord.
所以很明显很着重这一点,
so he focused upon this point.
所以因为这个缘故,
because of this,
马丁路慢慢慢慢的就发展成一个神学,
Martin Luther developed a theology,
或者一个思想,
a thought.
那个思想是什么呢?
What is that thought?
我们一切都是主所预定的,
everything is predestined.
我们不过像个棋子一样,
Calvin or Martin Luther?
对不起, Calvin, 加文,
yeah, okay. Calvin then determined that everything is predestined.
我们不过是个棋子,
we are but a pawn.
神说这个棋子放这里就放这里,
if the Lord puts us here, it's here.
放那里就放那里,
it's there, it's there.
没有错,
everything is great.
我们什么也不能做,
we don't have to, we can't do anything.
我们棋子都不能动,
we cannot move on our own.
你明白吗?
You understand that?
这个是叫我们产生感恩的心。
So this is so that we have a heart of thanksgiving. But there is a slight problem with that. We are not all just pawns. God created us with a free will. So the sovereignty of God and the will of man must have some kind of equilibrium. You cannot just go to one side and destroy the free will of man. That we cannot choose. We cannot believe. Then there's no responsibility. You see that? So whether someone is saved or not, it's all up the responsibility of the Lord. So what did those followers, Calvin, say? Didn't the Lord predestine us before the foundation of the world? But also predestined many people to perish.
这个讲法有点危险,
so it's a little dangerous, right? So no problem if you predestined someone to be saved. So if someone predestined to perish, doesn't the Lord have to be responsible? So if someone, if it's by choice, then this person's responsible. No matter what, this is Calvin's specialty.
所以跟随他的人,
those who follow him,
跟随慈惠里的人,
those who follow Zwingli,
这个叫做改革宗,
this is the Reformed Church.
那么普通改革宗, 因为那个活得不长嘛, 慈惠里活得不长,
Zwingli didn't live long.
那么加尔文又活得长,
John Calvin lived longer.
而且很多逃难都逃到日内瓦。
And many people fled to Geneva.
所以讲的日内瓦就好像罗马一样。
So when you come to Geneva, it's like you're going to Rome.
罗马天主教讲的罗马。
When you speak of the Roman Catholic Church, you can speak of Rome.
那么今天路德会是威丁堡。
So Lutheran Church is Wittenberg.
那改革中呢?
How about the Reformed Church?
当然就是什么?
Of course, it's Geneva.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so
brothers
and
sisters, now you understand?
Now because this truth is so emphasized, so many people didn't believe.
所以不要忘记了,
don't forget.
那么这一帮人就算是跟随加尔文,
these people are those that follow Calvin.
那么加尔文跟随加尔文的后来整个历史的发展，一面是改革宗。
So those who followed Calvin, on the one hand, they were in the Reformed Church.
一面就变成长老会。
On the one hand, became the Presbyterian Church.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为根据加尔文所看见的,
so according to John Calvin,
教会应该长老在那智慧的,
the church should be delegated by the elders.
他认为说主教还有大主教这是错的。
He felt that the cardinals and the pope was wrong.
所以在日内瓦, 他们聚会的时候就是长老在那智慧的。
So Geneva, the elders were there delegating things.
所以你看见吗? 所有跟随加尔文通通是改革宗的。
So those who were following Calvin, they were those who were in the Reformed Church.
但我们普通是怎么说?
But what do we say?
所有在瑞士的,
those who were in Switzerland,
在荷兰的,
in Holland,
那些跟随加尔文的人,
those who followed Calvin,
还有在法国的,
those who were in France,
这些通通叫改革宗,
these are all Reformed churches.
那么后来你知道啊, John Knox 不是回着从日内瓦受逼迫以后就回到苏格兰去吗?
Didn't John Knox, who was persecuted in Geneva, go to Scotland?
他怎么祷告呢?
What did he pray?
他说神啊, 求你把苏格兰赐给我, 否则我就亡了。Said,
God, give me Scotland or give me death.
所以这是他的祷告,
this is his prayer.
神听他的祷告,
the Lord heard his prayer.
他果然回到苏格兰,
so he returned to Scotland.
整个苏格兰仍旧在教会黑暗的时期,
so the whole Scotland was in darkness.
他真是勇敢的战士,
he was a brave
warrior. 传福音的时候,
when he preached the gospel,
整个苏格兰都沸腾起来了,
the whole Scotland started burning.
整个苏格兰后来都转向了,
the whole Scotland turned around.
所以弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, now you understand.
等到整个苏格兰转向的时候,
as Scotland turned around,
整个苏格兰都变成改革宗了,
the whole Scotland became the Reformed Church.
那因为改革宗的缘故,
and because they became Reformed Church,
所以他们就开始长老智慧了,
so they started the delegation of the elders.
所以讲了长老会的时候,
so when you speak about the Presbyterian Church,
最早是苏格兰长老会,
so it started first in Scotland.
明白吗? 很清楚的, 我再说, 其实他们都是跟随加尔文,
so they all follow Calvin.
今天讲的瑞士,
you speak of Switzerland.
讲到法国，讲到荷兰,
France, Holland,
这个通通是跟随加尔文,
all follow Calvin.
你讲Reform, 一定讲了他们,
you speak of Reform, you speak of them.
那苏格兰也是Reformed,
now Scotland was also Reformed.
现在他们有自由能够发展，能够讲长老会,
so they can start talking about the Presbytery delegating the church.
写历史的人就称他们做
so the history calls them the Presbyterian Church.
后来不是他们移民到美国来吗?
But didn't they come then to the United States?
你欧洲有什么, 美国也有什么?
Whatever you have in Europe, you have in the US.
所以后来呢,
so later, in the US, it became the Presbyterian Church.
非常清楚的,
very clear.
我想这个是非常明白的,
I think you should all be clear.
那么但是有一件事要记得,
but you have to remember one thing.
在苏格兰,
in Scotland,
长老会是国教,
The Presbyterian Church is a national church.
State church. 你看那个,
state church.
是territory church. 很明显,
it's a territory church. All of them.
所以长老会才有总会,才有分会,这样一直上面下来的。
So Presbyterian Church has the main central church and then the other delegates.
这个也是历史演变的。
So this is development through history.
如果你真的按照圣经的话,
according to the Bible,
每个地方如果都长老智慧的话,
every local locality you have the elders delegating the church.
长老直接向基督负责,
all the elders are responsible directly to Christ.
没有这样的一个 structure, 没有的,
there isn't such superstructure.
所以后来在苏格兰出了事情了,
so in Scotland there was a problem.
产生另外一次分裂跟这有关系,
there was another division that related to
this. 他们问说到底基督是元首呢, 还是长老中的最高,
so they ask, is Christ the head or is this highest presbytery the head?
明白吗? 所以看见是看见真理了。
So they did see the truth.
你在实行起来的时候,
But in practice,
也是因着政治的因素,
also because of politics.
你看见没有? You see that?
Because the Hall of Scotland became a state church.
他们国会通过说我们接受长老会,
their parliament agreed that the Presbyterian Church is the national church. We accept the Reformed Church.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so, brothers and sisters,
所以这个就是长老会的来源,
this is where the Presbyterian Church came from. So it came to the United States. There are many Presbyterian churches. Now the Presbyterian missionaries went to China. There's the Chinese Presbyterian Church. The Brazilian Presbyterian Church. So whatever the missionaries go, they bring what they believe in there. So why are there so many different types of Presbyterian churches? When you speak about the Reformed Church, now you're very clear. So this is the situation.
那么还有一点,
there's one more point.
这一点也是很重要,
and this is also very important.
这个重要在哪里呢?
Why is this important?
因为日内瓦太成功了,
because Geneva was too successful,
所以所有看见亮光的拿日内瓦来做标准,
so everyone that saw the light clearly, they used Geneva as the example.
他们觉得日内瓦就像耶路撒冷一样,
they thought Geneva was just like Jerusalem.
如果耶路撒冷成功了, 别的地方一定是成功的,
so if Jerusalem is successful, everywhere else should be successful.
那日内瓦怎么成功呢?
How was Geneva successful?
因为福音工作的结果,
because of the work of the gospel,
现在整个城都转向了,
the whole city turned towards the gospel,
连整个政府当局 也转向了,
now the whole the government also turned.
好,现在这个家人想到机会来到了,
so now John Calvin thought there was a great opportunity.
这是很好的机会,
this is a great opportunity.
现在我们要有一个城市, 要有一个情形, 政府是什么情形, 完全照着圣经来,
so we want to have a government that's completely according to the Bible.
你看见吗?
You see that?
所有议员也好, 都是明白圣经的,
so all of the congressmen or the city council all belong to the the Bible. Then they will not leave the biblical teaching. As long as they're in the government, there will not be abortion. They felt that they should change the world this way. So what did they feel? They wanted to turn Geneva and make it the church. So there's a difference to make it Christ-like as opposed to the church-like. What does it mean to be make Christ-like? To make Christ-like means everybody is saved. But that's impossible. But according to the casting of the seed, there's only a quarter that will be saved. So strictly speaking, it's impossible for all to be saved. But Calvin had a dream. What is that dream? Even though not everybody
saved,
but because those who in control are the Christians,
我们可以立个法律,
we can have a law. Everybody under this law will have to follow this law.
信耶稣的人遵从圣经,
those who believe in the Lord Jesus believe in the Bible.
What is the problem? What
if they didn't believe in it? If they didn't believe in the Lord Jesus, they have to follow the law. So they have to rest on the Lord's Day. They cannot do anything.
You
cannot do anything.
礼拜天一定要做礼拜。
On Sunday, you have to go to church. If you don't go to church, you'll be fine.
礼拜天你绝不能游手好闲在路上逛荡逛荡，不可以。
You cannot just go about in the streets on Sunday.
这个夫妇连手牵手也不可以的。
So the couples cannot hold hands.
你看见吗? 这个有一定的法律的。
So you have a certain law.
当然不可以醉酒了。
Of course, you cannot be drunk.
商店通通关门的。
You have to close all stores.
礼拜天是安息日, 什么事都不可以做。
Sunday is a Sabbath, you cannot do anything.
所以你看整个
So the whole city has to obey this.
所以无论加尔文 更相信加尔文这个做法到哪里, 那个这个社会一定这个样的社会。
So wherever those who follow Calvin, their societies would be this way.
清楚吗? 很清楚的。
You see that's very clear.
所以有一个笑话。
So there's a joke.
那个笑话是什么笑话呢?
What is that joke?
这个到了礼拜一的时候不是过了安息日了吗?
On Monday after Sabbath,
就他们发现在一个树上啊, 有一个猫被吊死了。
So you saw that there was a cat that was hanged to death.
为什么麦把他处死了呢?
Why was it hanged to death?
因为昨天安息日他犯了安息日。
Because yesterday during Sabbath, he violated the Sabbath.
他犯了什么安息日呢?
What did he do?
他在安息日抓了一只老鼠。
So he cast a mouse on the Sabbath. Because he did a work, he was hung to death. So those who follow Calvin did such a thing.
所以不要忘记了,
don't forget.
到了苏格兰的时候,
during the time of Scotland, all of Scotland was like this.
你明白吗? 现在法律大家都要这样做,
everybody
did it this way.
You cannot buy anything on Sunday.
好了,现在这些清教,那么这些真正跟随加尔文就属于清教。
So those who follow Calvin, those Puritans.
等一等我们要讲清教徒怎么回事。
We're going to talk about Puritans later.
不管怎么,这些不是清教徒吗?
No matter what, aren't these Puritans?
好了,那么这个清教徒到了美国来了。
These Puritans come to the United States.
他们觉得我们在安利甘会,在圣公会的时候。
They felt that when they were in the Anglican Church and the Methodists, we were an Antichrist. We were persecuted by them. Now, in this new land, the Lord has given us this great wilderness in the United States. We've come to the wilderness. England is like Egypt. Those bishops are like Pharaoh. Now the Atlantic is like the Nile.
不是红海一样,
the Red Sea.
现在我们终于过了红海了,
now we've crossed the Red Sea.
现在我们来到了旷野,
now we come to the wilderness.
所以你看,他们真的觉得他们是以色列人,
they really feel that they're the people of Israel.
他们觉得真是以色列人,
they feel they're true Israelites.
所有旧约的立法,
all the Old Testament laws they follow.
把安息日变成主日就是了,
so they just took the Sabbath and transformed it into Sunday. So all the churches had the Ten Commandments in the front.
They feel
we should uphold the law. So the spirit of the law has to be executed. So their society is such a society. Isn't it amazing?
加尔文不是讲凡事都是恩典吗?
Didn't Calvin speak about everything being grace?
到底是因恩典称义呢,还是因律法称义呢?
Are we justified by grace or by the law?
结果每一个人都是恐惧战惊。
But everybody was afraid.
这个礼拜堂的门口啊, 就是一个打鞭子的地方。
So in front of the church building, you had a place where people get whipped.
不管基督不是基督,你要犯了什么法律,就要挨鞭子的,
whether Christian or not Christian, you would get whipped there.
所以基督,一切都按照律法来做。
Everything is according to the law.
是怎么回事?
How did that happen?
不要忘记。
Don't forget.
这个刚好跟罗马天主教相反。
This is opposite to the Roman Catholic Church.
罗马天主教的世界是外邦的世界。
Roman Catholic Church is the pagan world.
现在加尔文的世界是基督徒的世界。
Now the Calvin's world is a Christian world.
罗马帝国罗马教是教会跟世界联合。
Roman Catholic Church is the church and the world unite.
现在也是教会跟世界联合。
Now it's also the church uniting with the world.
不要忘记了。
But don't forget.
本来在罗马帝罗马教会是教会世界。
In the Roman Catholic Church, it was the church becoming secularized.
现在世界教会化了,
now it has become the world becoming like the church.
两个都是世界,
it's all the world.
但是那些看不见,
people couldn't see it.
所以你如果在1996年来到美国的话,
so if you came to the United States in the 1960s, now my wife didn't understand.
这主日还去洗衣服,
so on the Lord's Day, she was washing
clothes. 那个owner就把他骂了一顿,你怎么犯安息日啊?
So then the landlord came and told us, how can you violate the Sabbath?
礼拜天什么事都不可以做啊?
You cannot do anything on the Sabbath.
如果有人礼拜天下飞机,你连接飞机都不可以啊?
So if someone arrived on the plane on the Sunday, you cannot pick him up.
你要买东西,礼拜天所有店都关门啊?
If you buy something, all the stores are closed on Sunday.
所以你明白吗?
So you understand that?
所有跟随加尔文的人,
follow Calvin.
他到了哪里?到了苏格兰.
If you come, they came to Scotland.
他所想的是日内瓦。
So they thought of Geneva.
人到了美国,
when they came to the United States, it's just like Geneva.
他们就现在我能把日内瓦那个模型把它完全做出来。
So we can take that shape of Geneva and bring it here.
所以弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
现在你常常听见别人讲,
now you hear others say,
我们应该把人送到
We have to send people into the Congress. If we turn all of Congress into Christians,
那就像当初一样,
that will be like the beginning. Where did this thought come from? This came from the Reformed Church.
那不止如此,
not only that,
but
it influenced their theology. They feel that when we preach the gospel, when we send people to the Congress, then this world becomes the heaven on earth. Then millennium will come. And then the Lord Jesus will come. So the Lord Jesus will come after the millennium. What is that? This is the post millennium.
But
people thought that's not right.
This
world is getting worse and worse. This world is hopeless. So even though they have very good systems, but man is corrupt. So you put the best system in the hands of sinners, you have hope. Democrats are sinners, so are Republicans. So the Democrats elect a sinful president, same thing with the Republicans.
弟兄姊妹,
do you understand that?
所有的弟兄姊妹觉得,
so some brothers,
你根据圣经很清楚的,
according to the Bible, it's very clear.
耶稣第一次来是解决属灵的问题,
the Lord Jesus, when he came, he took care of the spiritual problem. He saves people's souls.
到了千禧年的时候,
when you come to the millennium kingdom,
他在解决其他的问题,
then he'll take care of all of the society problems, political problems. Our Lord has his timetable.
你若跟随主的话,
according, if you follow the Lord,
你第一件要紧的事,
the most important thing today is that you have to save souls.
明白吗?
You see that?
然后才有其他的事,
then you have the other thing.
所以如果这样的话,
if you do it this way,
你就看见是有人认为说,
some people feel the world is hopeless.
只有主来才有希望,
only if the Lord comes is there hope.
只有主来了才能够带进千禧年,
only when the Lord comes will he bring in the millennium.
这叫什么呢?
What is this?
这叫做千禧年,
this is the pre-millennium. So the brothers and sisters have different beliefs. Now you just have the Lutheran,
不只有改革宗,
you have the Reformed Church,
还有其他,
and others.
所以整个的故事是这样慢慢慢慢演变。
So the whole story kind of developed this way.
你看见说每一段都有它的特点。
You see, every section has its special feature.
如果日内瓦不成功,
if Geneva was not successful,
就不会有这些想法,
then you wouldn't have this thought.
就是因为太成功了,
because it was too successful,
不知不觉就影响了他们的思想,
then it influenced their thoughts,
影响了他们的神学,
influenced their theology,
一直到今天还是,
even until today,
改革中的人,
those in Reformed Church, they don't believe, they don't just believe that they receive all of these things from John Calvin. Oh, actually, to transform the world, the world is also came from St. Augustine.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers,
现在你明白吗?
You now understand.
在整个神恢复的过程里面,
in the whole the work of restoration, Martin Luther did the work of foundation.
一代也好,
first generation,
第二代也好,
or second generation,
大体来讲是不相同的,
they were all very similar.
但是有一点的细节有一点的不同,
but there's some details that were different.
你明白吗? Now, Calvin跟马丁路德有点不同,
Calvin was a little different than Martin Luther,
但是威利有一点不同,
a little bit different than Zwingli.
还有一点,
and the other thing,
假马丁路德认为说,
Martin Luther believed that,
只要把那个腐败东西拿掉,
if you take away the corrupt,
那到底教会该怎么做呢?
How can the church do it?
只要圣经没有禁止的都可以做,
whatever the Bible has not prohibited, you can do. So if you go to Lutheran Church, there's still a table there. There's still two candles.
没有偶像了,
there's no idols.
就通通没有了,
there's nothing like that.
因为圣经没有禁止说不可以摆在桌子那里,
the Bible didn't say you cannot have a table.
圣经没有告诉我就不可以两蜡烛摆在那里,
say you didn't, if you don't, if you can put two candles there.
他们仍旧用那个圆饼来喂人握饼的时候,
so they still use the wafer to break bread.
但圣经没有说这样不可以啊,
the Bible didn't say you can't do that.
只要圣经说没有不可以的, 我就做。
Whatever the Bible didn't say is not right, I can do it.
但是加文不是,
but Calvin was not
this
way. Calvin was much more
strict.
So anything belonging to the Roman Catholic Church or Babylon, we don't want.
原名不能用,
you cannot use the little way. All of the idols are gone. You cannot see any idol.
香也没有,
no incense, no
candle. 就是那个所有巴比伦的影子一点都没有。
You don't have any shadow of Babylon.
他们彻底的不得了。
They are very complete.
他们觉得我们相信主的话。
We believe in the word of God.
如果主没有说的，我不肯做。
If the Lord didn't mention it, I don't dare do it.
他们敬畏主。
So they honor the Lord.
他们就教会如要改革，一定要改革的彻底。
So you feel if the church is reformed, it has to be complete.
一定要回到圣经。
It has to return to the Bible.
马丁路德觉得。
Martin Luther felt that the music is the gift of God to us.
所以不是你可以唱诗篇,
you can sing psalms.
那么你也可以唱一些诗歌,
you can sing some hymns.
但是加尔文怎么说呢?
What did Calvin say?
他说不行,
he said no.
我们只能够唱诗篇,
we can only sing psalms.
因为所有诗都是人作的,
because other hymns are written by man.
所有不在圣经里,
what is not in the Bible, we do not want.
圣经里没有钢琴,
the Bible does not have piano,
管乐琴,
doesn't have organ.
所以我们唱诗这个通通不可以有的,
so we sing hymns, it cannot have all of it.
你看有最早的教导,
the earliest
time,
all of Europe was influenced by them.
所以你去看他们只能唱诗篇,
so they only sang psalms, they didn't sing many hymns.
结果你看有德国发展的诗歌发展得很好,
so you saw Germany develop great hymns,
一直到19世纪,
not until the 19th century. This is a great joke.
你叫一个很有名的一个写诗的人,
there was a famous songwriter.
我们好多诗歌都他写的,
many hymns are written by him.
比方为着这饼和这杯, 我们感谢你,
for the bread and this cup we give you thanks.
自伯达尼你与我们分手后,
since Bethany when we parted,
你看你一定就受他的灵感,
so brother Nee was influenced by him.
这个弟兄是点点道道地地是长老会的人,
so this brother was a Presbyterian,
是苏格兰教会的人,
from the Church of Scotland.
那么他去跟他在一起聚会，当然第一个 在一起聚会的,
so those when he met with others, they wouldn't sing him.
一定没有乐器的,
there's no musical instrument.
没有风琴, 没有钢琴,
no organ, no piano.
但是后来你知道吗?
But what happened later?
等到这个谁啊，等到这个Moody跟Sankey到那里传福音的时候,
but when Moody and Sankey went to preach the gospel there, Sankey had needed the organ.
结果你知道吗? 在那个Edinburgh，在爱丁堡带了一个好大的复兴,
and then brought in a great revival in Edinburgh.
这位弟兄绝对站在他这一边的,
so he stood with them.
你看当这个只是山给唱那个一百只羊少了一只的时候，有音乐，他一面唱一面有音乐配合的,
so when he sang the 100 sheep and one was lost, there was a music accompanying that.
你想想看多少年来加尔文说不可以的,
so for many years Calvin said no.
现在为了传福音的缘故,
but in order to preach the gospel,
第一次在Edinburgh,
the first preaching of gospel in Edinburgh.
如果有一个城市那么受改动影响的，一定是爱丁堡，一定是爱丁堡。
There's a city that's really influenced by the Reformed Church at Edinburgh.
爱丁堡是苏格兰的京城嘛。
Edinburgh is the golden city of Scotland.
所以，capital. 所以，如果有一个城是最长老会、最改革的，当然是爱丁堡嘛。
So one who is most representative of the Reformed Church must be Edinburgh.
这位弟兄叫 Horace Bonar.
This brother's name was Horatio
Bonar.
He loved the Lord.
他为了福音的缘故,
for the gospel's sake.
你相不相信?
He believed.
在苏格兰那是大的革命啊,
Scotland, a great revolution.
本来在教会里面没有琴的,
before there was no music in the church.
唱诗的时候大家用个音叉打一下,
so everybody, they just had one note and then everybody would sing.
不过他这样的,
not only he was this way,
连威斯里约翰也这样,
only John Wesley was this way too.
你知道圣公会也是受加尔文影响的,
Methodists were also influenced by Calvin.
所以大家都不唱诗的,
no one sang hymns.
所以最有意思是什么呢?
Most interesting was,
等到这个 Horace Bonar 他的诗歌被全世界接受了,
when Horatio Bonar's hymns were received by everyone,
到处都唱他的诗歌,
in the United States they, everywhere they sang his hymns,
稀奇的很,
amazing.
全世界只有一个地方不唱他的诗歌,
there's one place that didn't sing his hymns,
和他在一起聚会的地方,
those who met with him.
你看见吗?
You see that?
为什么?
Why?
因为加尔文说不可以。
Because Calvin said you can't do it.
大家就不可以了。
And nobody sang.
这就是跟随加尔文。
So those who follow Calvin.
这就是改革中的特点。
This is the special feature of Reform.
所以不要忘记。
Don't forget.
马丁路德给大家影响是大的。
Martin Luther influenced greatly.
但加尔文给大家影响也是大的。
Calvin also greatly influenced.
所以在美国。
So in the United States.
长老会的人比路德会的人还要多。
There's more Presbyterian church members than Lutheran church.
因为我们看见过有7500万嘛。
So there's 75 million.
有7700万是 Church of England.
77 million Anglican church.
简单的说来啊。
Simply speaking.
就是神学来讲。
According to theology.
这个严格说来，今天正你又真正讲这个安利甘会的神学的话。
So if you speak about the theology of the Anglican church.
根本就是加尔文。
It's of Calvin.
所以如果你把两个加起来，那是。
If you add the two.
所以不要忘记。
Don't forget.
就的历史来讲，
According to history,
实在说来，加尔文的影响远远超过马丁路德。
The Calvin's influence was greater than that of Martin Luther.
但是马丁路德的确是那个源头。
But Martin Luther was that origin.
所以有了路德会。
So we had a Lutheran church.
所以呢，就有了改革宗。
And then the Reformed church.
所以呢，就有了长老会。
And then the Presbyterian church.
所以你看见说，在整个教会历史里面。
So in all of church history,
很清楚的,
it's very clear.
现在通通是, 现在基督都是元首了, 没有错。
So now Christ is the head.
教会是基督的身体。
The church is the body of Christ.
不过大家做法上有一点点的不同。
But people practice a little different.
但是就是大方向来说,
But general direction,
你看见都是一样。
You see they're all the same.
所以很可惜,
So it's a shame.
慢慢的大家在身体上就分门别类。
Slowly people started dividing in the body.
然后这是最早最早的情形。
So this is the earliest condition.
那么至于其他的故事呢，我想我们休息以后，我们回来的时候我们再继续。
The other stories will come back after we rest.
是几点开？几点开始？七点是吧 ？OK， 好，那我们先休息一下吧。我们低头一个简单祷告。
So I have a simple word of prayer.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
你开我们的眼睛。
You open our eyes.
你借着这些历史。
Through this history.
来教导我们。
To teach us, Lord.
到底今天我们的路在哪里？
Where is our way?
主啊，我们明白这些。
But we understand these.
不是叫我们做个批评别人。
Not that we can.
乃是叫我们做个披麻蒙灰的人。
So that we may be repent and dust and ashes.
当我们看见教会四分五裂的时候，
As we see the church being divided.
当我们看到这种悲伤的光景，
When we see these sad situations.
但愿我们能够与你表同心。
May we be on your side.
我们与你能站在一边。
That we may stand on the same side.
让我们知道我们到底应该怎样往前。
That we know how we proceed forward.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
这样的祷告是靠主耶稣基督可爱。
Pray this in Jesus' dear name.